We welcome in the drummer for the Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins. Good morning, Taylor.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah.
Do I need to... I can't cuss, can I?
No, you can't.
You can't. We just can't air any of it.
Then I won't do it.
Okay, I'm going to try real hard not to.
So now, we were just talking about Andy's kids. He's got a 13-week-old and a 4-year-old. How old are your kids?
Oh, my God. I have a brand new one. She's about 6 months old. She is Everly. And then I have a daughter who is about to turn 6. And then a son who's about to turn 8.
Wow.
And that's Annabelle, and that's Shane.
You
are bananas, dude. It's a mental hospital.
Listen, I can tell you, Amy, my middle kid, all my kids now are 28, 24, and 22.
And, is that cool? Is that way better?
Well, no, because they don't ever go away. They've got your phone number. They will always call you for something.
Wow.
But you can reason with them. I mean, that's the only thing. Like, I just take my son and daughter to school, and every morning is a complete S-I-H-I-H show. Every
Dude,
morning.
Amy,
like,
Amy,
tears
Amy.
And, like, food against the wall. I mean, it's bananas.
Well, Amy came here and was watching home video from when we were kids, and she pulls out a video, and I'm watching it with her, and we were all sitting in the kitchen. My wife was making lunch. We were all sitting at the kitchen bar. It was me, Matt, Amy, Katie. Matt was 9, Amy was 6, Katie was 3, and I'm watching it, and it was so freaking loud, but at the time,
God.
It didn't bother me. You just kind of deal with it.
Well, it's just like anything. I mean, yeah, you just deal with it. I mean, it's like being in the trenches, you know? So you don't really know. I mean, every time I get the kids to school on time, fed, and, you know, with their lunches and whatever, and doing all the little things on the list that my wife said I had to do to get them there, you know, I am just like, you just take the gnarliest deep breath afterwards. It's like, oh, my God. And I take a big deep breath. Every time I go into the house, too, because I can pull up to my house and I can hear people screaming and my wife yelling. And it's bananas.
This is someone who sits at a drum kit all day telling you it is way
mellow.
Too damn loud in the house.
I'm going to tell you something. When we take our kids on tour, and Dave said this before, after we leave a backstage area, it is like Van Halen, Motley Crue, and like... you know, Kiss all shared one backstage room. I mean, it's like mayhem. Everything is everywhere. Everything's crazy.
Almost as many diapers as Kiss leaves behind.
Oh, exactly.
So,
that's a good one.
So, the Foo Fighters, you've got shows coming up September 18th and 19th at the Honda Center in Anaheim, and September 21st and 22nd at the Forum in Inglewood. So a lot of chances to see. Is the creative flow with the band still there? I would think with the creative vibe that Dave brings and you bring, that things are still good there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Dave's the master creator of the Foo Fighters. It's his baby. It's his project. It always has been. So it's kind of our job to sort of be the enforcers of the Foo, or the people carrying the message with him, you know. And so we're involved in it in some sort of creative sense, but it's and much more of a sort of you know, help him to see his vision through. And in that, you kind of get, you know, a drum fill here or an idea here or something, and you become part of the whole process, you know? Dave's absolutely more creative than he's ever been. And I think in turn, it makes us more creative as a band, you know? I mean, my favorite place is on the stage. For me, that's where I live in the Foo Fighters. I mean, the studio is one thing, and that can be amazing, creative, and exciting, or it can be soul destroying if you're not having a good day in the studio. But live is where I think the essence of the Foo Fighters really is on the stage. Mm-hmm. And that's where I probably find my most creative.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Taylor Hawkins. He's the drummer for the Foo Fighters. And I know Andy has some. I know that Andy has something he wants to bring up. It's been gnawing at him. Andrew, this is your moment.
It has. It's been a long time that I've been thinking about this, Taylor. I know that it's a band's worst nightmare to go to a club and have or an arena and have people yelling out requests, you know, Freebird and whatever. But you guys did some terrific covers years ago, like Baker Street and some other covers that were just outstanding. And there's a song that I know you know. I'm going to play you like 15 seconds of it here. Every time I hear it, I'm thinking this is the perfect cover showcase for the Foo Fighters. You on the drums, Pat and Dave. I just think that this is custom made for a remake by the Foo Fighters. Check this out.
Oh, no.
I hear you playing this.
Moody Blues.
You guys would kill I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band.
Yeah, I would do that, especially the way the drums speed up at the beginning. That
yes.
Sounds like, for sure.
It's hot. Please take this homework assignment and just put it, write it on a little piece of paper and put it in Dave's pocket. So when you have some free time during a sound check, I want to hear a snippet of the Foo Fighters doing that.
I never thought about that song, but now that I hear you playing it, I could see us doing that. I mean, we do a lot of covers.
We really do.
I mean, and we just, you know, we have a new little jam room backstage now so that we can just, and it's really great. We just can't wait to get there and you know, play old Rush songs or Faces songs or Stone songs or Halen songs or, you know, all the stuff that
they killed Rush at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. They killed Rush. It was absolutely fantastic.
Taylor, can I ask you a quick question about Sonic Highways?
Sure.
That was, first of all,
I hope I can answer it.
I know you can. It was one of the best series I've ever seen. I never missed an episode. It was incredible. Personally, for me, Nashville was above and beyond my favorite. What was your favorite city?
God, they're all so different, you know? I mean, when we started in the dead of winter, so we started in Chicago.
Oy.
So really, that didn't, you know, we
it's
didn't
a rough
really...
start.
Yeah, it wasn't rough. It was actually a great start, and we recorded our first single off the album there, and it was a real moment of sort of triumph, because we got it really quick, and we knew it was a good omen for the record, but it was so cold.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really get to do the Chicago thing. You know, if you go to Chicago in the spring, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
In the summer, it gets real hot. But I really think that we all love Nashville. Nashville was amazing, and being at Zac Brown's studio was a real homey vibe and everything, and that was beautiful. I think we really kind of got really touched in New Orleans. Like, all of us. Whether it's your favorite song or not on the record, or mine for that matter, there was just something to it, man. There was just something sort of,
yeah.
I don't know.
Anybody
who's ever been there knows that it's just the most one of the most unique cities in America.
Yeah,
and the world for that.
Yeah. And you opened up those doors and everybody on the street. It was so energetic and so magical.
It really was. I mean, that whole, but I got to tell you, the whole thing, to go live in a city, you know, because we're only ever places for a day or two, maximum, you know. I mean, maybe New York will be a week, or London will be a week, because we'll hub out of there to do other shows around there. But for the most part, you know, in those cities, we've only ever been there. I didn't know anything about Nashville. I thought it was kind of like, I don't know, nothing, you know, like a country town, and I had nothing to do with it, you know. But I spent a week there, and I fell in love with it. And I fell in love everywhere we were, really. I mean, I fell in love with the desert. We went out to the Palm Desert and recorded out there in Joshua Tree. And, God, it's so mysterious out there. And you really, you know, you just forget that, you know, it's there, you know, and you get out there and it's just a whole other world, you know?
We're talking with Taylor Hawkins. He's the drummer for the Foo Fighters. And I know that we got to get you out of here, Taylor, but I see that you have a cover band called Chevy Metal, and you play covers. We have an event we've been talking about off air about us doing something this summer. If you guys are around, I would love to speak with putting you to work for one of these shows. So if you're open to it and around,
I'm totally open to it.
Yeah, that's a conversation we can have.
I love that. And, hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been listening to you for so long. I mean, when the producer guy texted me and said, hey, you want to do an interview with Mark from Mark and original Mark and Brian? I was like, hell yeah. I mean, I've been listening. I mean, I remember on my way to quote unquote driving to college. I was trying to act like I was going to college back in the early 90s. And I remember, listen, you're like part of my life. You really are.
Thank
it's
you, man.
It's great to talk to you. And I don't even know. I didn't know that you were at KLOS and all that other stuff, and I didn't know what was done. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about that too much, but you're just a big part of my musical life. I just remember you forever, dude. It's crazy.
Well,
to talk to you. It's awesome.
Your words mean a ton, Taylor. I have had such a gifted career. I got so lucky to be doing
you and
what
me
it
both,
is.
Brother. You and me both, brother.
Yeah, I mean, to be given the opportunity and the chance to do what I love to do. And so I can go ahead and tell you now that we're going to put this to bed. We're going to have you, if you're available, play at this event, and you and I are going to become best friends. We're going to go to movies together and hold hands and eat popcorn.
I love it.
Just Mark Taylor and Swaggy P.
I love it, man. That's great.
Well, Taylor, listen, the best to you. We will be contacting you about that event. Thank you for carving out some time for us, and it was so great talking to you.
You too. You too, guys, and have a good rest of the day. And I'm going to go clean off my pants that have peanut butter. And
Taylor, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, guys.
Bye.